How ironic, yeah. One last one. Gary Kremen, the founder of Match.com, encouraged everyone he knew to get on Match.com, including his girlfriend. She eventually left him for a man she met on Match.com. Whoops! I think he would have taken that back. Now the Pharisees, who thought they knew everything about God and what God wanted and everything about his commandments, confront Jesus about healing on the Sabbath. In other words, they were confronting God. Jesus was God, and they were saying, you broke the commandment because you healed on the Sabbath. But who were they talking to? The God who gave the commandments. When Jesus asked them which is lawful on the Sabbath to do, good or evil, to save life or kill, he was giving them the answer, God's answer, to the fuller understanding of the commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. There was God right in front of them. How ironic, they were rejecting Jesus' answer to that question when he was God himself. So we need to talk about these Pharisees. And why do we need to talk about Pharisees? Because in every generation of Christians, there are Pharisaic Christians, right? People just like them. The Pharisees were legalists. Well, what does that mean? They believed that you became right with God by keeping the commandments. Right with God by keeping the commandments. And perfectly. This they believed they did, and they were sincere in their beliefs. Sincerely wrong, that is. Right? They were very judgmental. They could see other people's sins, but they were blinded to their own sins. They just couldn't see their own faults. Naturally, this led them to become champion hypocrites, pretenders about their holiness. And how good they were. You know, here's the thing. You can stay within the law and still be a scoundrel. I came upon this, a woman who was visiting the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And she noticed a man was handing out slips of paper to cars that were coming, tourists that were coming to visit the tower. Anybody been? I've been to the Pisa. Yeah. You wonder how that building doesn't just come down, right? And she was watching that because she too came in a car. And she came over and a man handed her a slip. But because she knew Italian, you know what the slip was? All the tourists thought it was paying for parking, right? But the slip actually was a statement insuring them, their cars, against the possibility the tower might fall over on them. It was a scam. Pretty clever, right? Yes. Right. You can stay within the law and still be a scoundrel. Right? Jesus showed that with the Pharisees. The Pharisees in our scripture didn't care one iota about the man with the shriveled hand. They didn't care. Right? The law was the law. You should not work on the Sabbath. Healing was work. Jesus worked. Jesus was a lawbreaker. The fact that the Pharisees would have rescued their own donkey or sheep if it had fallen into a crevice on the Sabbath, notwithstanding, this is why Jesus was so angry at them. Their hypocrisy, their lack of compassion, their pretense about being holier than thou. Yeah, they would rescue their ox, but not this man. There are Christians who still act like Pharisees. They judge people very easily. They think they know God's will and God's word better than most anybody. But they usually lack the one thing that Jesus came to bring us all, that God wanted us to have. And what would that be? You tell me. Compassion. I guess it's covered in that one big word. Love. Love for people. But they didn't have it. And the Pharisees of today lack it too. I want to tell you something. You can't possibly know God if you don't know Jesus. Jesus tells us what God's like. I mean, really know him and how much we need his grace, his forgiveness that he came to bring. You see, when legalism enters the picture in any of its many forms, we take what was intended to be a blessing and turn it into a burden. Now, inadvertently, we can slip into legalistic ways ourselves and attitude ourselves. I was raised in Baltimore, Maryland, and our neighbors across the street, according to my parents, were bad people. Why were they bad people? They hung their laundry out on Sunday, and not dryers, you know, hang it out. I know a lot of young people don't know that people did that anymore, but I mean. But worse than that, we'd come home from church, and you know what they were doing? Cutting grass on Sunday. And my mother never cussed or anything, but she said, "Oh, look at that." I will never hang out laundry on a Sunday. And yes, call me lazy, but we have people that cut our lawn. And they can't do it on Sunday. Or I won't pay them. Now, I contrast those feelings with how Jesus might have reacted to the Kellisons who were our neighbors across the street who did those dastardly things. When it comes to knowing God, we have to forget whatever we think we know about God and see how Jesus reacted to people. People who were thieves, who would that be? Tax collectors? People who were sexually immoral, who would that be? Prostitutes? Mary Magdalene, right? And even the self-righteous know-it-alls, like Nicodemus once was, right? Think for a moment about the most wonderful things you could ever say about a person. Think and consider the characteristics you would consider most praiseworthy. And then multiply it by a billion times and you have Jesus. You have God. The Pharisees didn't know God. They didn't recognize him when he was standing right in front of them. But they should have known him for the wonderful things he said and did, for his love and his compassion, and ultimately his giving his life on the cross for their sins. So now it's time for me to ask you a tough question. Are you ready? Do you have any Pharisee characteristics in your life? Would you rather look good than be good? Are you secretly judging others in the church family? Are you always right and other people are wrong? The law of God was meant to convict you that you need a Savior because you are not right and not good, not in and of yourself. And yet, when we have that grace from God that came through Jesus, the law, the commandments, which every one of them have love behind them, they show us the better life, the better way to go. And we can be good. We don't have to pretend to be good. We can be good. It all starts in our fellowship here at Grace. We root out Phariseeism. We love each other unreservedly. We show tolerance for each other as idiosyncrasies, quirks. And by the way, you have them. I mean, so do I. Seems like you have more than I do, though. All right, got a lot of quirks here. Yes, we show tolerance for those things, and compassion, and forgiveness, and helpfulness to one another. We stay authentic and vulnerable. You don't have to pretend here. We know you are not that good, right? But we also know you have grace from Jesus Christ. I've often said, if you knew me and me completely, you would say, how dare you be a pastor, right? My associates, I wonder about myself. It's only when we come to this, now we are ready to impact our community and the world. We exist to love like Jesus loved. Because we know we are sinners, we are to love our crooked neighbor with our crooked heart. Don't you want to reach out to people with what has changed your life? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't you want that for people? I do. You know, one of the complaints that non-Christians have goes something like this. When you Christians, when they talk to you, they act as if you are a robot. They have an agenda and they promote it, and if you don't agree with them, they're done with you. No, it shouldn't be that way. It wasn't Jesus's way. It wasn't. We need to really love and care for people, whether they respond to Jesus or not, because that's the way Jesus did with people. Here's a great test for you. You ready for this? I'm throwing it down on you today. Here's the test of how well we love. Are other people glad to be with us? Are other people glad to be with us? I can say this. People don't like to be around Pharisees. They don't like to be around smug, self-righteous people. Am I right? You probably can think of somebody like that, right? Are people glad to be around you? Jesus managed to attract the kind of people that were frowned on by religious people. But people like to be around him. The issue is not whether people agree with you or not, but rather how you treat someone who profoundly disagrees with you. So here's the verdict. Jesus wasn't a lawbreaker, but he did break a lot of man-made laws. And out of love for God and our neighbor, we ought to do that too. In Jesus' name, and his glory. Amen.